Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Eddie James, says, if you are fascinated with God, you will have a Jesus encounter. He just got back from heaven and carries an anointing that will cause you to be fascinated with God and have your own Jesus encounter. You know, Eddie James, every time I meet someone that has known the Lord from a very young age, you provoke me to jealousy because you didn't have to go through all the junk that I went through. I didn't even know who Jesus was till I was 30. But you're singing for the Lord, you're singing in church. But one thing I've observed about you, yes, I love your worship ministry and because you sing to God. And there's something very special about it. But there's something else that intrigues me. You have such a broken heart for the hurting and the lost. Obviously, it came from God, but well, how did you get such a broken heart for the hurting?
I come from a great family. The Lord has really used our family. But our family fell on some hard times, and eventually my mother and father were broken apart, and there was a definite wound that happened in my heart as a result of that. And it's interesting how you could be ministering in church and still bleeding. But the Lord has done a work in my life, and I believe that sense of brokenness plays a huge role into why my heart has been tender. I'll never forget when I began to work with Teen Challenge, which is my first worship leading job, was at the Assembly of God Church with a Teen Challenge program. They began to take in these people that were coming from the streets, and I was blown away by that. And I can remember like it was yesterday, I am watching this father who had two sons that had just begin to, you know, there was one was nine and one was like seven, and they just shared a scripture in front of a couple of thousand people, and I'm on the keyboard. And it was great. The whole church stood up and clapped as we were kind of doing that. And as I look to my right, the father comes to these boys and says, I'm so proud of you. I'm so just moved by what you did. And I saw a picture of what I had longed for, and I begin to break. I just begin to weep. And I can remember that like yesterday, just that moment for some reason triggered and unlocked this deep pain that I had been carrying for so long. And it was through that experience that
There's something that happens for a true worshiper.
Yeah.
That whatever the world has done to you, you can be free.
That's exactly right.
You take people off the streets that are hardened drug addicts, but God, something just happened to you. You actually had a portal come down from heaven. Tell me briefly about that.
The Holy Spirit just met us. We was in this extended time of seeking the face of the Lord, fasting and prayer. The Holy Spirit hits me, and I am on the floor, and I'm, you know, I'm not just one that's prone to fall out, but I am on the floor, and my spirit begins to go up into what I can only describe as this portal that opens up over heaven, and this what seems to be a beam of light that connects where I'm at to the heavenly place. And my spirit begins to go into that place of glory and that place of the presence of the Lord. And there I am getting books from heaven begin to be put into my spirit. It's filled with songs or filled with just, you know, new creative writings that I would be doing in the earth. And so I would go back and forth, and my spirit would go into heaven, grab these books, and then come back into my spirit. And I could feel my body responding to what the Holy Spirit is doing in me in that time. It changed my life.
Since this visitation to heaven, just in your worship, miracles are breaking out. Tell me a few recent miracles.
Okay, this has been awesome. So we were in the Philippines and just conducting an amazing meeting, and there was a woman in a wheelchair. She comes up to be healed, and the Lord miraculously heals this woman. She's running around the stadium. I pick up the wheelchair, and I'm running around with the wheelchair behind this woman as she's magnifying the Lord. We're also in the streets of Manila, and there's a, we're doing an outreach, and there's a lady there who the doctor said that her baby was dead. There's no heartbeat, and they're getting ready to take the baby out soon. And we begin to pray and release healing into this woman, and the baby began to kick as our hands were on the baby's stomach. Crazy stuff.
I have to tell you, I love the pop-up miracles in Haifa, Israel.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so we were there for the Feast of Tabernacles, and I'm telling you, it was an amazing moment. I'm there really just leading worship. I'm standing, getting ready to do a teaching. And as I'm doing that, they just begin to pop up and say, I just want you to know my knees got healed. Somebody says, I just want you to know God just healed my back and my shoulders. And somebody else gets up and begin to declare how God had healed them of something in their ear, something in their eye. It just pops, people just popping up, sharing how God just, I'm sitting here like, wow. And so, you know, of course, I didn't get to do much teaching. We did more celebrating.
You're an observer. You get to that piano because when he plays Be Healed and sings those words, watch out, pop-up miracles.
If your heart is broken and your spirit wounded and you feel like no one is there for you, have your troubles brought you tears, pain, doubt, and fear, and you don't know what to do, I have a word from heaven for you today. Be
The supernatural of God knows no bounds, and now there are no limits. Now you can be mentored and operating in the miraculous, and also receive your own supernatural breakthrough anytime, any place.
Whatever you're facing, family problems, financial worries, sickness, depression, this network will make a difference in your life.
Whenever, wherever. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Eddie, so many people are watching right now, and the question they have on their heart is, how do I have? Isn't that what you're thinking? How do I have a Jesus encounter?
Well, first of all, for some, Jesus encounter, for many of us, really, a Jesus encounter is something that we don't necessarily plan. He comes and he visits and he does something in us. But I believe that how you continue to have them is through a seeking heart. He says, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. And I believe that what ends up happening, especially for believers, is that we have this moment with God, and then we don't allow the moment to provoke a lifestyle of pursuit. And I believe that we have to silence all the voices that aren't from the Lord. Everything that is being spoken into your life through music, through media, or whatever. Sometimes we need to just shut everything down and silence everything and begin to meditate on Him and become fascinated with Him again. The encouragement here is to do your first works over again. And if you can remember that day when you had such a burning heart for God that nothing else mattered but being in His presence, you need to get back to that. Because I don't care who you are, you would never get above that.
If someone can have understanding of true worship, they can have a Jesus encounter, and that's the only real fix there is in life.
Nothing else satisfies. Nothing else can, you know, it's just interesting when you look at the story of the prodigal in the pig pen, that he was going to silence the growl of his hunger with stuff that could never satisfy, would ultimately destroy him. Then he came to himself and said, in my Father's house, He's got servants that lives better than this. So he realized that the place that will ultimately satisfy is in the place of his Father. And I believe that for those who are watching this, you need to know that I don't care what you turn to, I don't care if it seems to be good, I don't care if it seems to be a legitimate thing that's okay to do, it was never meant to satisfy the eternal longing of a heart. That the only one who could do that is Jesus. And when you live in that place, I'm telling you, there's nothing else like it. There's nothing more fulfilling than to know that Jesus Christ is the ultimate satisfier of your soul. I just encourage this. Take all the restrictions and all of the boundaries off and live life with Christ. Live life with Him. Yes, take some time and be intimate and get by yourself, but then don't leave that place and then act as if, okay, now I did my hour, now it's me. No, it's Jesus 24/7. It is Jesus consistently that He guides you, He directs you, He's speaking into your life. He's letting you know, watch for that. I'm proud of you for doing that. That's awesome. Be cautious of that. You know, and allowing that voice, that presence of Jesus to be what you live in every day. This is, to me, what Enoch did. This is what Obed-Edom did. And their lives were so enriched because they lived daily in the presence of the Lord.
You know, all things are possible. Eddie, if you would go to your piano, all things are possible in the presence of God. And when you experience the presence, there's fullness of joy.
Amen.
Now, you can't have fullness of joy and problems at the same time. There's no room for problems. Come.
Come to your people, Jesus.
Hear the cry of a broken people. In need of revelation and truth.
Come, Yeshua,
you're our high priest and the Lamb slain.
Come,
salvation is only found in you.
Call now
and get Eddie James' 2 anointed audio CD worship albums, Magnify, 11 songs, and Come, 9 songs, a total of 20 songs, plus his powerful 2-part audio CD teaching, True Worship, A Jesus Encounter, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9471. You will receive Eddie James' powerful 2-part audio CD teaching, True Worship, A Jesus Encounter. Eddie James shares about the fresh impartation from heaven he received. This anointed teaching is for every believer. You will learn what it is to worship in spirit and in truth every moment of your day. When at home, driving in your car, or even at work, you will be ushered into supernatural heavenly encounters. Plus, you will receive Eddie James' 2 anointed audio CD worship albums, Magnify and Come, with 20 powerful spirit-inspired songs. When people have heard this music, they experience the awesome power and presence of God, have received instant emotional and physical healing, were set free from all kinds of addictions, have even seen the dead restored to life.
I am a firm believer that atmospheres need to be set in your home, in your car, wherever you're at, that releases a breakthrough.
Sid loves to praise the Lord to Eddie's music and says that when the devil hears the song Breakthrough, it drives the devil crazy and the demons just have to flee. Don't miss out on getting Eddie James' 2 anointed audio CD worship albums, Magnify, 11 songs, and Come, 9 songs, a total of 20 songs, plus his powerful 2-part audio CD teaching, True Worship, A Jesus Encounter, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9471. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9471 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Eddie, why is it? It seems as though, from my observation, God goes out of his way to reach broken people, broken-hearted people, addicts, people whose marriages have been destroyed, people whose health is destroyed. There are people watching us in hospitals right now. Why does God go after those people so intensely?
One, because he loves them. First and foremost, he sees you as his daughter, as his son. He loves you and has just a burning heart to see you whole and free. Second of all, he created you for his glory. And those things were not what you were created for. And so he wants to release healing and victory into your life so that you can begin to manifest what a true worshiper is all about. True worshiper is one who worships God in spirit and in truth. In spirit meaning you're fascinated with God. So in spirit, your inner man is given to the Lord. And from that place of true devotion in your heart, your lifestyle begins to carry out what that devotion looks like.
You talk about this broken, broken woman at the well. Tell me about her.
Well, Jesus goes to Samaria and finds this woman at Jacob's well. And at Jacob's well, she's coming there to draw water. And Jesus, being a Jew, is interacting with this woman who her gender, her culture, and her condition in her life would totally disqualify her from being in the presence of Jesus Christ. And yet Jesus meets this woman, brings healing and deliverance into this woman's life, and she becomes a voice of worship to her community. And so when you begin to think of who God is, he's holy, he's faithful, he's a refuge, he's a fortress, he's love, he's joy, he's peace. And you begin to meditate on that. Many times in scripture, David talks about him meditating on the Lord and pondering on who God is and just dwelling on him in your thinking, filling your inner man with the knowledge of God. That position in our heart gives way to actions. I'm to be fascinated with Jesus, and I'm so fascinated with him that my lifestyle is a picture of my fascination.
Would you pray for us to be fascinated with Jesus so we can have the breakthrough we need?
Amen.
Right now?
God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, for the silencing of every voice that does not speak to the heart of who you are in the lives of those who are watching. And I pray, God, for an inward fascination. Father, I pray, God, when they open up the Word, that the Word would be opened up to them. Father, that it would not just be pages and just letters on pages, but it would be life, that something was stirring them as they begin to read, as they begin to pray. May they so sense your presence as they begin to seek your face. May they so be gripped with who you are that every day in their life, all they want to do is live to your pleasure.
In his glory is where breakthrough is found. Seek to be a true worshiper. Bring your brokenness, your sin, your addictions, your sickness. In true worship, you will encounter Jesus. You will encounter his glory. You will encounter breakthrough. Here's Eddie James with Breakthrough.
You are the undefeated one, my light and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Yeah. Omnipotent, almighty, defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. For you are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. If he's the God of your breakthrough tonight, clap your hands up high and shout breakthrough. For you are the God of the breakthrough. And when I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, but I look to you, oh, breakthrough. The walls fall down when I shout through, and strongholds break when I break through. Oh, so I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. If he's the God of your breakthrough today, clap your hands up high and shout breakthrough. Oh, you are the God. Oh, and when I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what, I look to you for breakthrough. I declare that Jericho walls are falling today, and strongholds break, yeah. And I'm gonna praise you, for you are the God, you are the God. Breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart. Come on, you ought to celebrate the God of your breakthrough. I believe there's a breakthrough happening in your house, in your ministry, in your business. Breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I live and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness. For you are the God, oh, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I live, glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are, say it again, come on, breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart. Woo! Father, release breakthrough.
break through your people's homes today. You are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough. Come on, declare it. Come on, decree it. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough. In your body, in your business, in your family. We declare, for you are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. The name of Jesus.
Eddie James loves God so much that he often worships him for 8 hours a day. The power, presence, and the glory of God fills the room as people hear his music. Deliverance, miracles, and healings are commonplace. Call now and get Eddie James' 2 anointed audio CD worship albums, Magnify, 11 songs, and Come, 9 songs, a total of 20 songs, plus his powerful 2-part audio CD teaching, True Worship, A Jesus Encounter, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9471. You will receive Eddie James' powerful 2-part audio CD teaching, True Worship, A Jesus Encounter. Eddie James shares about the fresh impartation from heaven he received. This anointed teaching is for every believer. You will learn what it is to worship in spirit and in truth every moment of your day. When at home, driving in your car, or even at work, you will be ushered into supernatural heavenly encounters.
You've always been a good teacher. But since that visitation from heaven, your teaching actually carries a heavenly anointing to provoke that thirst to have a Jesus encounter.
Plus, you will receive Eddie James' 2 anointed audio CD worship albums, Magnify and Come, with 20 powerful spirit-inspired songs. When people have heard this music, they experience the awesome power and presence of God, have received instant emotional and physical healing, were set free from all kinds of addictions, have even seen the dead restored to life.
I am a firm believer that atmospheres need to be set in your home, in your car, wherever you're at, in order to have this glory cloud visit you, this place that where you can have such intimacy with God, where you go to places in His presence that releases a breakthrough.
Sid loves to praise the Lord to Eddie's music and says that when the devil hears the song Breakthrough, it drives the devil crazy and the demons just have to flee. Don't miss out on getting Eddie James' 2 anointed audio CD worship albums, Magnify, 11 songs, and Come, 9 songs, a total of 20 songs, plus his powerful 2-part audio CD teaching, True Worship, A Jesus Encounter, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9471. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9471 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest, Dr. Morris Cirillo, has spent 70 years understanding miracles, understanding healing. He had what he calls the greatest miracle of his life. God spoke to him and said, when you share what I just did for you, healings will occur everywhere.